Welcome to this podcast for TXN 201B. I'm Mark van Dijk, one of your lecturers. In this podcast, I'll provide some feedback regarding your second assignment. The average mark was 50.3%, and the percentage number of students that passed was 50%. Work through the solution carefully and re-study those areas where you made mistakes. Remember that there will be no multiple choice questions in the exam. The information for the assignment was, however, presented in a case study format, precisely the type of question you will find in an exam. The grey blocks at the end of each section of the assignment tell you what the required would be in an exam type question. So I would recommend that you also attempt the more comprehensive question. And once you've attempted it, mark your answer. The solution is in Tutorial Letter 203. With regard to the actual multiple choice assignment, the solutions in Tutorial Letter 203 should explain where you went wrong. Still, I think it's worthwhile briefly discussing three questions that most students got wrong. Question 14, which involved the taxable portion of a purchased annuity. Question 16, which dealt with investment income for a taxpayer married in community or property. And question 18, which asked you to calculate the taxable portion of a pension lump sum. Before continuing, I would suggest that you have Tutorial Letter 203 in front of you. Right, question 14, the taxable portion of an annuity. Here, it's important to understand the underlying principles involved. I'll talk in simple terms to try and explain them. Let's assume a taxpayer purchases an annuity from an insurer. In return, the insurer agrees to pay a monthly annuity to the taxpayer for a certain agreed-upon period. Now, how does this work? The insurer takes the initial amount and invests it. Say, for example, it's 60,000 Rand. That initial amount of 60,000 Rand is capital in nature. To put it another way, it's a tree. Over time, the investment yields an investment return, which is revenue in nature. In other words, it's the fruit of the tree and is therefore taxable. When the insurer starts paying the taxpayer a monthly annuity, each annuity has two elements. One element is simply a repayment of the taxpayer's original capital investment. That part is not taxable. The other element of the annuity is a payment of the investment's returns, which is taxable. So how do you work out the capital and revenue elements of the annuity? Look at the formula Y equals A divided by B multiplied by C. That formula, by the way, is supplied to you in the schedules to the exam paper. What is Y? It is simply the capital portion of the annuities received during the current year of assessment. That's what you're wanting to work out. C is simply the annuities received during the current year, whether it's for 1 month or 12 months. A is the original capital investment, and B is the total returns that the taxpayer will receive for the entire period that the taxpayer receives the annuities. So A divided by B is nothing more than the ratio or the percentage that relates to the capital element of the annuity. For example, if a taxpayer purchases an annuity for 60,000 Rand and total annuities amount to 100,000 Rand, then 60% of each monthly annuity is capital in nature, and only the remaining 40% is taxable. It's that simple. So once you've calculated Y, you simply deduct it from the annuities received during the current year of assessment to calculate the taxable portion of the annuities. Now let's look at question 16. Which dealt with investment income for a taxpayer married in community or property. Remember that passive investment income is split 50-50 between spouses married in community or property. but the investment exemption of 33,000 or 22,800 is not halved. The taxpayer is still entitled to the full exemption. Also remember that foreign dividend exemption of 3,700 forms part of the overall investment exemption of 22,800 or 33,000. It's not an additional exemption. Go through the solution carefully if you don't understand. The last question that gave students a problem was question 18, which dealt with the taxable portion of a retirement lump sum. Bear in mind that when calculating the taxable portion of a retirement lump sum, two types of deductions are allowed. Firstly, transfers to other approved funds, and secondly, previously disallowed contributions. There were no transfers to other approved funds in question 18, so that deduction wasn't relevant in this question. But there were disallowed contributions. The question told you that 33,500 rand in contributions were disallowed in previous years. And furthermore, in the current year, 795 rand in contributions were disallowed as well. In other words, the taxpayer's current pension fund contributions had exceeded the 7.5% limit of retirement funding income by 795 rand in the current year. As you can see, calculating the taxable portion of the lump sum was simply a matter of deducting 33,500 rand and 795 rand from the lump sum amount of 965,000 rand. Once again, go through all 20 questions carefully and restudy those areas where you made mistakes. If you have any queries regarding the assignment, please feel free to contact us via phone or email. Our contact details are in your study material. We wish you all the best for the upcoming exam.